I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, as Michael Jackson is laid to rest, we talk more about Jackson's legacy as a cultural icon, how he changed perceptions in music and entertainment, and we talk to people who are, well, over the whole thing, why some news consumers think it's all just too much. That's a little later. But first, the public memorial at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. It drew thousands of fans from all over and some of the world's leading entertainers. The Andre Crouch Gospel Choir, Mariah Carey, and Usher were just a few of the big names who celebrated Michael Jackson, as millions more around the world watched from their homes and offices. NPR correspondent Karen Grigsby Bates was on the scene at the memorial, and she joins us now. Welcome, Karen. Thank you.
Hi, Michelle.
I know you were outside with fans outside the Staples Center. What was the scene like?
It was crowded in the beginning. It was a really hot, really sunny day. There wasn't a lot of shade, but people just queued up and they waited patiently. These were people who had not been lucky enough to get tickets to get into the actual venue. They knew they weren't going to get in. There was, by earlier agreement with the police department, no broadcasting of this on the jumbotrons that were outside the Staples. And I did hear one guy grumble, they're not going to even put it up on monitors. But they didn't do that because they didn't want to draw huge crowds downtown when they couldn't accommodate them. So people knew they weren't going to get in. But as more than a few of them told me, we're standing here kind of in vigil and in tribute because who knows? You know, the Jackson family might come this way when they come out, and we want them to know we cared about Michael.
Now, many people were concerned. There was some chatter on talk radio and a lot of the coverage leading up to the event that this whole thing would turn into a circus, if you will. But in watching it on television, it took a very reverent tone. And I'm wondering if that tone extended to the atmosphere outside the Staples Center. You just told us that there was an effort made to kind of tamp down the atmosphere outside, not to draw so many people. But was there that same tone outside?
It was very respectful, very calm. There wasn't a lot of hooting, and every now and then somebody would sing a snatch of a Michael Jackson song. There was a saxophonist there who was sort of going through a roll call of his greatest hits, and there was applause, you know, enthusiastic applause after that when the caravan of celebrities who were being dropped off at the VIP entrance came by. There was recognition for P. Diddy and Don King and some other people that came through. But in general, people were just kind of quiet, talking amongst themselves. They knew that a sort of funeral service was going on. There was some debate as to whether it was funeral or memorial because the casket was there, and usually in a memorial service, the body isn't present. But they really felt like this was time for his family, for the fans who were inside, for his friends in the business who had come to see him off one more time. And they acted that way. And in fact, a lot of people were actually dressed as if they were going to a funeral.
And I wanted to mention a couple of the moments that definitely had people talking. One was when Reverend Al Sharpton addressed Michael's family directly, particularly his children. And this is what he had to say.
And I want his three children to know, wasn't nothing strange about your daddy. It was strange what your daddy had to deal with. But he dealt with it. He dealt with it anyway. He dealt with it for us.
And I think there was a tone of, in a way, defiant, defending of his legacy, of his reputation. Karen, was there a sense of that outside as well, that many people wanted to come in a way to sort of respond to some of the negative aspects of what was being discussed about Michael Jackson?
Well, in fact, one lady said to me, you know, if you didn't know Michael Jackson before, I was talking to people as they came out of the ceremony. She said, if you didn't know Michael Jackson before, this was a really good thing to have been to, because if you didn't know him before, you only knew him through the eyes of the media that basically focused a lot on the things that he had done that were questionable. And that's not only who he was. We're not saying he was an angel, but that's not only who he was. There was a lot more to him, and you really got to see the alpha and the omega of him in this ceremony through the people that knew him. A lot of people talked about Sharpton. A lot of people came out and said, you know, we thought one of the most profound parts of this whole experience was when he talked directly to those children. It wasn't to us. It wasn't to anybody beyond us. It was saying to these kids, look, your daddy was a really good man. We want you to remember him in this way, not in the way others might choose to see him. And they found that comforting.
We'll talk more in a few minutes with our next group of guests about that Michael Jackson's moving appearance by his daughter. But Karen, we want to thank you. Karen Grigsby Bates is an NPR correspondent. She joined us from her home office in Los Angeles. She was at the memorial service yesterday at the Staples Center. Karen, thank you.
You're welcome.